Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to another edition of Sit City. It's your boy Cass. What's happening?
Like 150 some people died or some shit like that.
That's a lot of motherfuckers at one time, man.
Right.
We got F5. We had a little F1 here. The motherfuckers had an F5. Big difference. Winds are like 200 miles an hour. I feel for those people, man. But here, you know, we got our little stupid motherfuckers running around looting and shit. That's ignorant shit, man. You don't loot a motherfucker during a time like that, a tornado.
Yeah, I mean, hell, you know how that shit be, man.
Fuck that.
Nah, I ain't agreeing with it, but I'm just saying, nevertheless, it's, you know, motherfuckers ignorant out here, man. Motherfuckers do anything. I mean, what, you thought just because she was in Minnesota, they weren't going to do it?
I mean, I can understand that shit, man, but come on. It's a fucking tornado, man. I mean, come on. Have some kind of class. I can see if it's a riot going down, the police just shot a motherfucker or some shit like that. It's a goddamn tornado, man. Have some fucking class. Because it's a tornado, people fear for their life. They leave, you know, motherfucker leaving the crib. Because the tornado, you know, hit down. It actually touched down and tore up some shit. So you worried about your life. You leave the crib, you come back, motherfucker, and kick your shit in and took all your shit.
Nah, that's fucked up. I mean, but I'm not disputing that, but you got to know that shit happens around the world everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Whether you in the G, Minnesota, wherever you at, man, motherfucker leave that shit, motherfucker going, hey. Motherfucker gonna
loot.
Motherfucker gonna do dumb shit like that.
That shit's foul to me, man. That's so foul, man.
Don't think that I'm disputing you. I'm just saying it happens, man. Motherfuckers do all type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, granted, that it is, but shit. Nevertheless, I mean, what you gonna do? I mean, join the police force?
Shit, I tried, man. I couldn't pass the test.
I mean, okay, now, you saying all that, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. I ain't trying to dispute it, but shit, what was the police at?
Shit, them motherfuckers was ducking and dodging too, like everybody else. We got a call to the show. What's happening? Is this Janine?
Yes, it is. How are you?
What's happening, Janine?
Nothing much.
What's going on?
Nothing.
What y'all talking about? These fools looting after the tornado.
You said what? I didn't hear you.
We talking about these fools that was out there looting after the tornado. Here.
Oh. Oh, here? Weird. I didn't hear nothing about that.
Oh, yeah. We had looters like a motherfucker.
Damn.
I'm talking about here in Minnesota.
Oh, shit. I wish I was up there.
You be looting too, huh?
I was like, where y'all at? Where y'all at?
All
right, I ain't going to turn down nothing free.
That's fucked up.
Yo, hey.
They don't help us as it is, so whatever. I don't feel sorry for nobody.
What you mean?
I don't feel sorry for them.
I mean, so you don't have a problem with people kicking in people's doors, stealing their shit after the tornado?
That's different. When an opportunity arises, these are businesses and stuff like that that take advantage of us anyway. They pay these low wages.
I'm talking about businesses. They hit cribs. They was kicking in people's front doors.
Oh, I thought you was talking about businesses. No, I don't condone breaking into people's homes. But if it was a business, yeah.
They hit one business, the liquor store.
That's it.
That's it. That's the only business they hit was the liquor store. They robbed the liquor store blind. He came in. He had shit on his ass, like a tornado went through his shit.
I'm all fucking out.
They want to kick in your door. That's dumb shit to me, man. That shit don't make no sense, man. You don't kick in nobody's door.
No.
I mean, I can feel you on the business type. You know, if I get a free TV, you know, I'm going to go in there and hit that by myself. But not nobody's crib.
No, I wouldn't do that.
You know, I mean, if Best Buy's doors was wide open, you know, I'm in there. Fuck it, I'll take my chance. They got some good shit in there. And, you know, these some big-ass flat-screen TVs, those are pretty light nowadays. You only take one motherfucker to carry those.
Exactly.
You don't need
don't forget the surround sound. I was like, surround sound.
Right.
I'll be promoting you.
I want to take some shit from Best Buy. But I ain't going in nobody's crib, though.
No.
That shit don't make... But it is, man, that North Minneapolis is total fuck up.
So you said y'all had a tornado?
Yeah, it hit North Minneapolis.
Oh, I ain't heard nothing about that.
Really?
Uh-uh.
It was a little... It was an F1, but...
Uh-huh.
That motherfucker tore some shit up. It is, it's tore up over there. The crib I used to live in?
Uh-huh. Where did it hit? Over south or over north?
North.
Over north?
Yep.
I don't remember ever hitting over.
I used to live over there. And I drove through there, what day was it? I went through that Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And my old crib got hit.
Mm-hmm.
Garage gone. It just took the garage away.
Mm-mm.
And it's all busted out and shit. It's unlivable. You know what I'm saying? Then you know they got the sirens. You know when one ever hit the city play the sirens.
Uh huh.
You know up here, you know, motherfuckers ignore that shit. Motherfuckers don't pay attention to the sirens.
Well, you know, we didn't have a siren in Gary growing up. So when I first moved to Minnesota, I didn't know what that was. I was just going about my little daily life.
Exactly. You gonna do that shit now.
Now I know what it is. But, I mean, when I first moved to Minnesota, I heard that noise. Me and the kids just all outside.
All right, but you didn't react, though, right? You just like, what? You know, what the fuck? Okay, they playing the sirens. Oh well, shit never happens anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. I don't mean to cut you off. Janine, you said that you never heard that in Gary, right?
No, I think they have it now, but back then they didn't have that.
Exactly. I got argued up and down. Motherfucker told me up and down. Oh man, the sirens used to go off in Gary all the time. You goddamn lie. I stayed here while I never heard no damn sirens go off.
Me neither. I've never heard one go off there neither, ever. In my lifetime.
Nope.
I was that motherfucker almost 30 years. Never heard a siren.
Never.
Nope.
I hear a siren go off. Never.
Mm-mm. I think they got one now because after that tornado hit, they made them get one, I believe. Because, you know, they were still trying to say, didn't no tornado hit over here.
In gear?
And, you know, and,
yeah.
Where did the tornado hit? I'm with them. When did the tornado hit?
It hit, I can't even remember. I think it was either last year or year before last. It was somewhere around it because it tore up the whole buffet place. It went through Griffith.
Sure the hell did.
It tore that up in Griffith and a whole bunch of houses in Gary, like in the Glen Park area. It swept through there. And then a lot of the people was like, something that came through here, but then nobody know what happened. Trees was all tore up. And they didn't even want to admit that it was a tornado that came through, because I don't know, because of insurance purposes, I don't know.
No, because FEMA didn't want to come up off that loop. That's what that
was. Yeah, they didn't want to come up off no money to help the people with their homes.
Well, shit, it's Gary. It looked like a tornado hit that motherfucker every day.
There you go, son. That bullshit, man.
I'm just saying, man. You know, that motherfucker looked like a a natural disaster. Shit. The truth.
I mean, come on, dog. I mean, every chance you get, you got to put Gary down.
Every chance I get, I'm not going to miss my opportunity.
All right, man. Once again, now, we done do this, but I just got to know, what did Gary do to you?
Fuck my life up.
Fucked your life up.
Well, I won't say it fucked my life up. It just caused me to make bad decisions because of my environment.
I don't think nobody in Gary forced you to drink that 40 ounce. And
you should have been a leader, not a follower.
call it what you want, but it's the truth. My environment made up a lot of my decisions. If I was in a different environment, I would have made a different decision. And
Now, without nothing but love going out to Helen, I mean, don't you think we got to base that on our parents? Instead of more like our parents put us there.
No, that may be true, but your environment helps you make a lot of decisions.
Okay. With that being said, I mean, we already knew what they knew what the environment was like. They put us there. Not saying that that was just, not saying they could have did any better at that point in time, but, I mean, I'm just saying. Because I believe if you was in Texas or if you was in Oklahoma, if you grew up in a project that, you'd still be just as bad.
It's the environment. I'm not saying Gary, I'm saying everywhere. Your environment,
no.
I don't care where you live in, your environment dictates the decisions that you make.
You always say Gary. You don't say, okay, it's the environment. You always holler Gary.
Because that's where I grew up at, so that's what I'm basing my shit on. I can't base my shit on what they do in Texas and Oklahoma. I can only base it on what they do in Gary, because that's what I know.
But I grew up in Gary. I don't blame Gary.
Well, hey, some people see it differently. In my eyes, if I grew up in Maryville as opposed to Gary, hey, who knows the decisions I would have made in life. But the decisions I made was based on the environment that I was living in, which was Gary, Indiana. I had the whole project. I mean, if you're surrounded by crime, if you see crime every day, you're surrounded by crime. 99% of the chance, you're going to fucking do crime. Because that's all you know. You're going to do what you know. If you see motherfuckers hitting motherfuckers in the head, robbing them, 9 times out of 10, that's what you're going to do. Because that's all you know. You do what you know. You do what you know. And that's what you know. If all you know is crime, that's exactly what you're going to do.
Okay, now, I know you ain't no angel. You ain't never been no angel, and I'll be the first to admit that. But come on, dude, how many people have you robbed? And how many people you seen get robbed, and how many people you robbed?
I ain't never robbed nobody.
Okay,
I ain't never busted motherfuckers upside the head, and I'm not no jacker.
Well, because you were smart enough to figure, okay, well, look, that ain't me. That ain't me. That ain't what I do. So I ain't going to try to be that. I mean, so whatever you did because you wanted to. Because, if that was the case, why did you? I mean, me and you were sitting right there. We were standing right there when Fidel and hanging them robbed those boys, took everything from him, including his Stacey Adams. Now, we were standing right there. We seen the whole thing from beginning to end. It ain't make me want to rob nobody. Made me want to stay the fuck away from Fidel, but it didn't make me want to rob nobody.
Well, I just think the environment plays a big deal. You know what I'm saying?
If I
didn't grow up in the projects, I wouldn't have made the decisions that I made, which helped me decide to leave.
Okay, so then let me ask, what about all the guys? What about all these guys they're just like guys I grew up with, you know, in school? These dudes came from good homes. They was breaking their neck to get out to the project. What about them? What about all these guys, all these drug dealers, whose mamas was doctors and lawyers and all that? I mean, shit. I mean, okay.
Well, you name me a you. Okay, I need to know a name.
Shit, Kevin Carter Chocolate. Shit, he doing 10 years right now. Shit, mama and daddy, good. Policeman, a nurse. Shit, this motherfucker's the biggest drug dealer in Gary.
Well, that's A. But he was hanging out in the projects, right?
He wasn't. He never hung out in the projects. Never came to the projects. He was scared
well,
of the projects.
He had to be hanging out with the indigenous personnel.
No, hold up. I'll give you another name. LB. He didn't come around in the... He didn't go up in the projects. He was scared to come through there.
But it was Gary, period. The whole fucking city is a project.
No, we're not finished now, dog. You got to come back now. Yeah,
I mean, think about it, man. Think about it. If you poll motherfuckers that live in Gary, hold on. If you take a poll for all the motherfuckers that live in Gary, I guarantee you at least 90% of the motherfuckers want to get out. They only there because they have to be there. They don't have a choice. They can't change their living arrangements right now. But if they had the opportunity, they would leave that fucking raggedy ass city. I guarantee you that. 90% of the people living there is living there because they don't have a choice.
Okay,
they don't live
there
because they want to.
You can say that about
it's not true.
I'm not saying I'm only saying about 90% of the city is there because they have to be there.
No,
they don't. They don't have a choice right now. That's all I'm saying.
Fuck out of here, man.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Think about it. Who wants to live there? I'm not talking about the 60, 70-year-olds. That's all they know. They used to that shit. I'm talking about,
hold on, 20 and 40.
They want to get the fuck up out of the dog.
Before you go up all that, I mean, man, come on now. I mean, realistically, I mean, there's nothing wrong with wanting to expand and want to get out and want to do better. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I commend anybody for doing it. I mean, I'm not saying you got to live in Gary all your life if you're from Gary. I mean, it's cool to get out if you want to get out. I mean, see the world. Do what you do. Make a better living someplace. But damn, dog, don't every time something happens, it's always because a motherfucker ain't Gary. I mean, Gary ain't that bad. I mean, Gary didn't do nothing to you that you didn't do to yourself.
Bullshit. Gary ain't that bad. Where the fuck you was living at?
That motherfucker right down the street from you. And all
you
this
shit. You must spend your time in Maryville or Griffin or something out there. Well,
you know what? I spend my time next. Cause wait a minute. Let's get this right. Who the first motherfucker that got me drunk? You was. The mayor, Gary, didn't get me drunk. By the time,
and where was we living?
Okay.
What did you see every day? You saw Big George them sitting on the bench drinking every day. That's what you saw. And that's what you did.
So because you seen Big George them drinking, you had to go get a 12-year-old drunk?
Get the fuck out of here.
I was 12.
Don't bullshit me.
First 40-ounce, I was 12, baby. First 40-ounce, 12 years old.
I don't know about all that. All I know is you do what you do.
I mean,
it's just like when you're a little kid. When you're a little kid, what do? You do what you see your parents do. Because that's all you know.
Okay.
Once you get out there in them streets, let me finish. Once you get out there in them streets, you do what the streets do. Because that's all you know. If all you know is the streets, you're going to do the streets. Because you don't know nothing else.
Why
you know what I'm saying? If you take a lot of these motherfuckers that's doing all the bullshit and gear, put them, show them that it's something else out there, they may change. You never know. But when I was going up there, all I knew was the shit that I saw.
We got a partner from everywhere, from California to Minnesota. And he done robbed everybody everywhere he went.
That's because that's all he know. He don't know nothing. And he ain't trying to learn nothing else. But he ain't trying to learn nothing else. All he knows is the streets. The streets are Jeremy, and that's all he knows. That's his mentality.
That's just it. You keep saying that that's all he knows. He didn't get to Gary till he was a teenager.
Well, I don't know who you're talking about. I think we're talking about somebody different.
No, we're talking about the same person. He's not originally from Gary. Then why you think he always hollering for Cleveland teams? See, he's not from Gary. You the only one that didn't know that. He was born and raised in Cleveland. He didn't get that till we was teenagers.
But what happened once he got there? He got caught up.
He was already that way. That boy was born that way. Wherever he came from, he was already like that. He was like that when he got here.
All right, dog. I just say like this, man. I can sum it up like this for you.
Nigga, please. Say what you want, man, but I mean, I'm going to defend mine because you wrong, dog. You wrong.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
Say what you want. I'll say you wrong.
Truth, man. The truth. You can defend that raggedy motherfucker all you want. But that shit fall on deaf ears when it come to me. That
you know what, man? You know why I falls on deaf ears when it comes to you? I'm going to tell you why.
Game, recognize game, and you looking kind of unfamiliar right now. Can I help you, sir?
And kiss my ass.
You looking a bit unfamiliar.
Call it what you want, man. Call it what you want. It's a raggedy ass city. You had a black mayor, you had a white mayor. That motherfucker ain't got shit, man. I can remember when downtown was fucking downtown. You had a movie theater down there. J.C. Penney's was down there. I remember all that good shit.
Okay, so
it was an actual downtown. The city had that. Gary doesn't even have a downtown. The only city I ever known did not have a downtown. It ain't got a downtown.
Okay, so now all bullshit aside, now we gonna end this at that. I mean, you are right for yourself. You manage to get along, right?
Yeah.
Being where you at, you manage to get along, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I figure me and you pretty much in the same boat, right?
Okay, is there a point to all of this?
Yeah, it's a point. I mean, I'm in Gary. Yeah. I don't see no big difference between me and you in no aspect.
I'm not understanding what you're trying to say, bro.
We pretty much make the same amount of money. We pretty much do, I ain't going to say we do the same type of job, but we pretty much make the same amount of money. We pretty much take care of ourselves. I mean, we both get by the skin of our teeth. I mean, there's not a whole lot of difference between me and you right now. And you are in Minnesota, and I'm in Gary.
Okay.
So now, I mean, you keep talking about this ain't the land opportunity. I mean, is Minnesota doing a whole lot?
It has more opportunities than Gary.
Okay, so why me and you neck and neck?
It definitely has more. And you can talk to anybody that ever lived in Minnesota and lived in Gary. It has way more opportunities.
Okay,
you mean you've been to both? Do I lie?
No, you ain't lying.
Okay, so once again, my question is, why me and you neck and neck?
I'm not here. I'm still there.
What do you mean, why are we neck and neck?
Why are we neck and neck?
I don't really understand your question.
What I'm saying is, I mean, I'm not surpassed you by no means. I'm not surpassed you by no means. I mean, Gary, I'm living check to check. I mean, I ain't going to lie to you. Hell, we trying to get this radio thing cracking, so we both ain't got to live like this no more. But I'm living check to check. You in Minnesota, you're living the same way. I'm living the same way. should be way
ahead. Yeah, but it took me to come to Minnesota. It took me to leave Gary to come here in order to make my life better. You know what I'm saying? My life was not going to get better in Gary. Not doing the things that I was doing, not in the shit that I was involved in. My life was not going to get better.
And now that part I can agree with. But now that all falls up under you being your own man, making your own decisions.
That's why I left. Which was the best decision I ever made. Up until that point, up until the point I left, most of my decisions was based on what I was around. You understand what I'm saying?
But what you not understand is you're not taking responsibility for your own actions.
Hell no, I blame it on Gary.
That's your problem. That's basically the main problem. That's the problem. He just don't want to take responsibility for his actions, so we done.
Everything I've ever done was because of where I live, where I grew up, my environment. And that's my final answer, and I'm sticking with it.
Oh, okay.
Let me ask you just one last thing, man, because it's safe to say that I kind of walked away before you did, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we can assume, we can say that.
Okay, I walked away from everything before you did. Me and you, up until that point, we was pretty much, we was always around each other. I mean, but I did it. Why couldn't you? I didn't let it get the best of me. Why did you let it get the best of you?
Hey, I didn't let it get the best of me, man. I was just put in a bad situation, and it dictated a lot of my decisions at that time. The situation
okay.
I was in dictated a lot of decisions that I made during
okay,
that
well,
time.
When you see me walk away, why you just didn't say, okay, well, you know what? That's a smart thing to do.
I was making too much money. I wasn't walking away from the money. I ain't going to lie. I like the money.
So who was that?
Huh?
So the Sky King told you to do that?
No. The fucking city told me to do that. That's all I saw in the city. I saw motherfuckers getting paid.
Oh, okay.
You know what
okay.
I'm saying? Let's break it down like this. Growing up when we did, we saw Roy Lee, we saw Elvin. Two of the richest motherfuckers in the project. Come on. You didn't aspire to be like them motherfuckers? Bullshit if you didn't. Bullshit if you say you didn't.
Yeah, when I was younger.
That's all you saw. So that's what you wanted to do. That's how you wanted to live.
Well,
that's my point.
In my face, I would have did that. So I mean, your point is what? I'm not understanding your point.
You do what you see.
It takes you yourself to break that cycle. Pretty much the same thing we said about kids. Same thing we said about us growing up with our fathers. Hey. It took us to break that cycle. It took us to say, okay, we're going to be daddies. We're not going to sit there and do the same thing our fathers did to us. You got to break your own cycle. I can't. So can I blame my daddy? Because I said, well, look, hey, man, this motherfucker, he was doing drugs. He didn't take care of me. So why the fuck should I take care of mine? This is what I grew up seeing.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's pretty much the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing. Not the same thing. Nobody in the project had daddies. Daddies was null and void in the project.
All right. Now,
who you know in the project had a damn daddy?
So, it's safe to say that, I mean, if we grew up like that, I mean, hey, cool. No problem. We
grew up without a father. We grew up around crime 24/7. Somebody always getting shot at. Drug wars going on. That's all the fuck we knew.
Hold on, brother. If we took the first 10 years off of taking care of our kids, then what? Okay, if we took the first 10 years off, your kid 10 years old, you ain't been in your kid's life for 10 years, can you say, well, look, man, I grew up like that, so, you know, that's what I saw, so that's what I did.
You ask me, is that what you tell your kid? I mean, I don't understand what you're saying. I've been in my child's life for 10 years.
You knew from the day your child was born, you had to be an intricate part in your child's life, right? Because
right.
You did not want your child to grow up. You saying you were part of your environment. You're part of what Ivanhoe made you. Now, you grew up in Ivanhoe without a dad. So, could you walk by the first 10 years and say, well, because I grew up without a daddy, that's all I knew, so that's why I did you like that. That'd be a cop-out, right? That'd be a cop-out to your child, right, if you said that.
That'd be some bullshit.
Right.
I agree with that 100%.
So pretty much what you're saying, because of the money and all that, that was bullshit too.
No, that's not... You twisted it around, bro. I'm not truly understanding this analogy.
Janine, do you understand?
You're comparing apples and oranges.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, well, tell it to me like I'm in the second grade, because it's like apples and oranges to me.
You're making excuses for the choices that you made in your life. So basically he's trying to say you grew up without a daddy. You're not making an excuse for not for taking care of your child.
Well,
do you understand?
Right. I'm a different man than my father. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how he grew up, but I know how I grew up.
He might have grew up the same way you did. He may have grown up the same way you did.
Maybe. I don't know. I have no idea.
So basically, that's part of your environment. He's saying that's part of your environment. That's the way you grew up without a father. So basically, you saying all men who grew up without a father can just go along and say, well, I'm not taking care of my child because that's how I grew up?
No, I never once said that. That's not what I'm saying.
You're making excuses for the way your life turned out because of the environment. The environment includes everything, your household, your family, the where you live, everything. That all of that does have an impact. But you just can't blame one place because that could happen anywhere. You could have grew up in a good neighborhood is what he's saying. You could have grew up in fucking Cherville and still turned out that way. It's about the people that you associated yourself with. You didn't have to be their friend. You didn't have to be their friends. You didn't have to associate with them people. There are people that I know that grew up in the projects that they just did not associate themselves with them people. Everybody in the projects were not criminals. Because y'all had to steal from somebody.
Okay, I'll tell you like this today. I'm going to sum it up, and then we can move on. Off of everything you just said,
I never liked you anyway.
Pretty motherfucker.
All right. I don't care what either one of y'all say. Gary influenced a lot of my decisions. The city of Gary. The project. That shit influenced a lot of my decisions. Some good, mostly bad. But that's what I believe. I'm going to go to my grave saying that. Fuck Gary.
You were just easily influenced. You were just a follower.
That may be true. I'm not even going to say maybe. That is true. That's very true. Very true statement. I followed the wrong motherfuckers and made bad decisions.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. That's true.
That ain't the city's fault because you could grow up in any city and be influenced by other people is what we're saying. It don't have to be Gary. You could have grew up in any city, and because you were a person that's easily influenced, you could have followed anybody.
No, I won't say that. These were my friends.
If that's where you grew up, I'm saying, if you grew up in another city and then was your friends and you were a person or a kid that was easily influenced, that could have happened anywhere. That's all he's saying.
Well, No, because if my friends were like on a debate team or in the glee club or some shit like that.
Okay, well now you blaming your parents because you didn't grow up in them type of neighborhoods. That's not the city. That's your parents who did not give you the opportunity to grow up in a better society. So you need to blame your parents for that.
Yeah, you had no damn glee club, no drama club.
Okay, then. Don't talk to her about your childhood. Well, you need to talk to her about your childhood and why you ended up in the project.
My mama don't do no wrong.
Whatever, ain't nobody perfect.
It's Gary. Hey.
Oh, okay.
My mama's perfect because she had a perfect son.
You know what?
I mean, don't get me started now.
I made bad decisions,
true enough.
Yeah.
But I'm perfect.
Well, I didn't grow up in the projects, and my mama and everybody else in my family was on some bullshit. And that's who, if I'm going to blame anybody, that's who I'm going to blame. It don't got nothing to do with where I grew up, because if I was with these damn crazy motherfuckers, I would have turned out the same way wherever we grew up at, because they was fucking crazy. So, and I'm talking about my mama, father, uncles, aunties, everybody.
But the city was Gary, though, right?
Yeah, I grew up in Gary.
That's my point.
I don't blame Gary. I blame my parents. I didn't grow up in the projects. It don't matter. What you mean it don't matter? I turned out fine, is what I'm telling you. I got myself together because I started making better choices for myself. I can't blame the city where I grew up. I had to start making my own choices that was better for me.
Which was to leave, right?
No, I left.
Come on, make it up. Think of something quick now on that one. Think of a quick one.
I left because I was living in Gary until I was getting ready to get married, rather. I've been living in Gary. I only lived in Minnesota for like 2 or 3 years.
And where do you live now?
I just happened to be up there.
Did you move back to Gary?
What?
Come on now. You heard me.
Say what again? That don't even matter. That don't even matter.
But you didn't go back to Gary, though, right? Once you left that motherfucker, you didn't go back, right? I mean, you go back to visit, but did you ever live in Gary once you left?
Yes, I have lived in Gary. Yes, I have.
For how long?
What, a year?
And you got right the fuck back out that motherfucker, right?
If you say so.
I'll rest my case. I'll rest my case. Next.
I'm
who want to come to me next? Anybody listen to the show, you want to call in? Come on, press one. I got something for you.
I'm going to play a song for you, dog. This is what you need today. So we're going to play this song. We're going to be right back.
I don't need no love or happiness, motherfucker.
Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she he can make it right, yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness.
Janine, what you got going on over there? Y'all still barbecuing?
No.
Y'all still partying for Memorial Day or what?
No, we are not. That was just my children.
Oh, how was your holiday?
Well, it's what it is. Another day.
Y'all didn't do nothing? You didn't get no
food? I went over to my mom's house, and that was it.
Oh, okay. All right, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't get too much.
Can't go wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
I mean, I got something I want to holler about, man. We all got these sisters and brothers, right? Siblings, as we say. Now, I know for a fact, you know what I'm saying, not to be putting in, well, I'm going to say, you know, right now my little brother's incarcerated. And I know you got a brother that's incarcerated. I mean, at what point in time do you finally sit, you sit your ass down? I mean, other than now when you're incarcerated, you ain't got no choice but to sit your ass down. Do what the fuck. I mean, yeah, motherfuckers sit there and act like everything is everybody else's fault but theirs. This is what I'm not understanding. And then you sit there, then me and you, we both know that we got to sit there and listen to our mother that's who's stressed out about this shit. You know what I'm saying? Stressed out about this shit. And you just want to take this motherfucker and punch him in his motherfucking face because he just don't want to listen. I mean, at what point do you could just cut the cord with this motherfucker?
Me and my brother ain't talking, so... That's about the best I can tell you. We ain't even talk because of the stress he put my mother under. So fuck him. And right now I'll beat the fuck out of him. I'll whoop his ass right now because you know he only got one leg, so it ain't like he can catch me. I'll bust a skull in his mouth and take off running. So I can't whoop him head up, but you know since he only got like one leg, you know, that motherfucker can't catch me. I fuck his ass up right now.
See, that's the part I don't understand, man. It's like, we go through all this shit. I mean, you try to do things right. I mean, you sit there, you try to be there for him. I mean, to even the point that I even tried to be his protector. I tried to protect my brother harm and all type of things as much as I possibly could. But the motherfucker just wouldn't listen.
But see, your situation and my situation is totally different because this is your younger brother. See, you are his protector. But see, this is my older brother. I couldn't tell him shit. He the one tell me. You know what I mean? I mean, the only way that we're on the same wavelength is the stress that he put our mothers in, like your little brother and my big brother. You know, stressing our mamas out. You know what I'm saying? Our mamas ain't young no more. You know what I mean? My mama in her 60s.
That's my biggest problem is that, you know what I'm saying? You come around, but let them tell it. I mean, he got to get out. He got to get out. What the hell he got to get out for? Get out to do what?
The same old shit.
Right.
Same old shit. Your brother there be the same reason my brother there. Dumb shit. Don't want to listen. I think they know every goddamn thing. You know what I'm saying? And then put all that pressure on our mamas talking about, I need this. You in fucking jail. Everything you
right,
need, they supply you with.
Exactly.
You don't need shit in jail.
Now, what you want is something different.
Right. It's the shit that you want. It's not what you don't need it. You just want. You want those extra snacks and shit like that. Fuck that. Now, my mom on a fixed income, man. She can't be taking care of no grown-ass motherfucking man locked up. Fuck that, man. He be pissing me off with that shit, man. Oh, I'm going to stop talking, man, because that motherfucker, man. Go ahead, man.
I mean, my whole thing is, like I said, I want to know when the fuck, I mean, I know we're not going to do it. We're not going to be able to ever cut this in biblical court. So, Janine, let me ask you, do a mother ever cut that cord?
Yeah, some do. There's a lot of mothers that cut the cord. Yeah, I wasn't even in jail. My mother cut the cord.
Yeah, my cousin cut the cord with me pretty early, too.
Let me ask you, do you have any family that's locked up?
Yeah, uncle.
Okay, now is your grandma still living? Is his mom still living?
Nah, she passed probably about 3 years ago. Not three, four
okay.
years.
Well, who in your family is taking care of him, helping him out?
My aunt, his one of his sisters, one of my aunties.
Okay, now does she talk to you about it? Does she tell you that she gets on her nerves or whatever? You know, do you and her have that kind of relationship?
I don't know, the way my grandmother and great grandmother was, they always took care of him. So it was like it was passed down. So when my great grandmother passed, like it passed to my grandmother always took care of him. But, you know, she just did more. They asked one of my aunties, it was actually two of my aunties, to take care of him. And then when my grandma passed, it passed to the other two aunties. It was just, like, always automatic to take care of him. Nobody ever, like, gave up. Now, my uncles, that might have been different, you know. But they still send him money, and even though he in there because of his three strikes. He hit his three strikes, so he in there for life now. Mm. And my auntie's still getting him lawyers and talking about they was wrong. He shouldn't have had his third strike and all this and that. And she's still trying to get him out of there.
That's crazy.
I mean, he went in when I was a baby. He went in when I was a baby. He got out. I was 17.
He went
in again. Yeah, he went in again. Got out when I was 20. I think I was probably about 24, 23, something like that. He didn't do that much time that time. Then he did something else, but this one he claimed it wasn't his fault. That was the whole problem. He claimed it wasn't his fault. But he got caught. He escaped from the Gary jail. He was out on the run for like 2-3 years. And they finally caught him, and then he's been in jail ever since.
Damn.
So he's always depending on somebody to take care of him while he's locked up.
Yeah, but you know what? I think people, I don't know, on that side of the family, they kind of blame themselves. You know, my grandmother, you know, I don't know if it was because she was white or whatever, but she was real like a submissive type. And my grandfather, he was really, really abusive to the kids. So I don't know if she made it to where, you know what I mean? She tried to cater to him more because maybe he got the worst abuse than the others. You know what I'm saying? It's always a reason. It's always a reason because as parents, we take responsibility and feel like it's our fault if we would have just had our children in a different environment, if we would have just took them away from this, you know, abuse that they was in, if we would have did this and did that. And sometimes, especially mothers, we do that.
So your grandfather, he pretty much was the type that he's sitting around, y'all get to talk crazy, he go for that pistol.
I expected some shit like this from you, Rick Ralph.
Hell yeah, he would knock them out. I mean, they would be unconscious. When he hit you, you going to be unconscious. That's
right.
How they said my grandfather was. He wasn't no joke.
Hell,
but, he died when I was six, so I really, you know, I didn't really get to see him in that light like they did.
I didn't even know none of mine.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah.
I never met neither one of my grandfathers. Never knew neither one of them.
Really?
I grew up with my grandfather. I pretty much lived with my grandfather until I was old enough to go with my mother. But we got older. As the older we got, it's like now all these stories are starting to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Father. That me personally, I'm the first to say that. My eyes, he can do no wrong with my eyes. And to this day, that's a step. And that's a step. And I feel like I'm a keep them here. Now, you know, now that we done got grown, you know, here come all these stories. Well, your granddaddy used to do this, your granddaddy used to do that. And I'm going to tell you, I got mad and I told him, maybe I was wrong, but I sent the next motherfucker to say something bad about my grandfather and get their motherfucking ass whooped. Now, because like you said now, you heard about all this, but you didn't see it. So now, I got uncles, you know, my uncles are some characters, and to look back on them is like, wow, where did they get this shit from? Like, my uncle came. Oh, what'd he say? He's the MVP? The most
valuable chicken? That's my dog right there.
And I'm pretty sure if you didn't win up anywhere down Fifth Avenue, Trocadero, Concord, anywhere, 15, you didn't hit you up for some change.
Yeah, that was my dog. That's my boy right there.
And I just looked at him, man, and I'm like, where the fuck are you from? I mean, you know, but then it's like, I'm looking at all of them, and it's like, man, I got a wild-ass uncle. You know, I had one uncle that, I mean, now, me growing up, 9 to 5 was his thing. He worked every day, faithfully, all the time. But now, shit, like, goddamn, what happened? I mean, he had BMWs and motherfucking trucks, and my goddamn, just okay, now, you know, I can see myself being like that, but now it's like, let me get a motherfucking dollar. What? And no, seriously. All bullshit aside, we'll always bring up, yeah, remember the motherfucking style coats I bought you? Remember all them goddamn style coats I bought? Man, if I knew I was going to have to pay this shit back with interest, I'd have told you to keep them damn style coats when I was little. Seriously. And it's bad out here, man. I mean, like, goddamn.
Now, my other grandfather, hope he is enjoying the hell that he is resting in.
Hey.
Cause he was an asshole.
Well, I had one of them too. I'm pretty sure that he. I think I'm gonna call him Colonel Stinkmeaner. Ass dude, you hit me. I mean, just walk past. He didn't want us to call him granddaddy. Oh yeah, I don't call him granddaddy. Like,
no,
yeah.
We were all bitches, and we was all bitches and hoes. He was an alcoholic, so unless you was helping him get, if you weren't helping him get nothing to drink, you was some type of bitch. Fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, well, we was some bitches. He never called us for something. Bitch knocking on the door. Bitch.
Well, it wasn't nobody crying at that funeral, I'll tell you that.
Now, you know what? With that, yeah, it was like, you know what? Everybody was sad, but it was like, yeah, well, you know he in hell. I mean, this is the main thing, and I don't know. I think I have his ways in me, cause I find myself sometimes being just as mean. I mean, even my grandmother's shit, all they called each other was bitches and hoes. Oh, ho, shut up, bitch. Ho, you want some eggs? Bitch. What? You know what I'm saying? This is the environment you grow. You sit there like, wow. I mean, it's like, it is a miracle that I don't call women bitches and hoes the way that you. I mean, this is hey, ho, you want some? Yeah, bitch. You fix some food, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, your motherfucking food on the stove. All right, bitch.
What kind of shit is that?
Dude, my grandfather. I mean, to this day. Nigga, I mean, my grandmother, hoe, go get me a motherfucking bottle. I mean, dog, you met my grandmother. I mean, shit. I fucked up that I didn't write the screenplay. I let Tyler Perry get my money. I got a deal, man. I let Tyler Perry get my money. That lady something else.
Well, most grandmamas are like that, man.
No, man.
They don't care. They be like, fuck it.
My grandma wasn't nothing like that.
Oh, my God. You know what? I went to go get my grandmother yesterday. She sent me to the store. You know what she sent me to go get?
Pack of cigarettes?
A gallon of Carlos Rossi and a 40-ounce of Coke 55.
Yeah, most grandmas ain't like that. I mean, I'll be the first to admit that.
Man, Sandy
grandma is. They usually send you to get some vinegar or some shit like that. Epsom salt or something. Not no Carlos Rossi. I ain't drink that shit.
Hold on and tell me. Hold, make sure it's Ryan. But don't bring me that other shit back. I want Ryan. and bring me a 40 Colt 45. Oh, I mean, I see a lot of old ladies still drink, but they drink an old style. My grandmama still drink malt liquor, 40 ounces.
Still G.
40s to the dome. You hear me, son? You hear me, son? 40s to the dome.
Yeah, sure. Old school guys.
I got a 9mm with a 30-round clip.
Now, that was my great-grandmother. I mean, she didn't do all that cursing, but she was hardcore like that. Nobody fucked with her.
My grandmama was a sweetie pie. She cooked her ass off, though, boy.
Yeah, that was my grandma. My grandma never cursed or nothing. Her favorite saying, everything will be all right. Could be on your deathbed.
Slow down. You're going to have it. Slow down. Everything going to be all right. Enough blood, everything gonna be all right.
No doubt.
Wow. You know what, man? I got a DVD, man. I got a DVD. It's called 7-in-1. I got all the hood movies all on one DVD, dog. Man, I feel like going to give me a 40-ounce and just kick back. Dog, for real. I got all, when I say I got all of them, man, I got everything on there from Menace to Society to New Jersey Drive.
Oh, that was my shit. I like New Jersey Drive. This is my groove. Don't fuck with my groove.
Dude, the movie is so crazy, dog. I was like, wow. I mean, I sit down, I'm like, damn. I mean, now, let me ask you. I mean, Janine, let me ask you. Do you look at those movies like black exploitation?
No, the way I looked at it was that, I mean, there are some people whose lives are like that. Now, that's just how I look at it, you know, but you never know how kids and other people look at it. You know what I'm saying? They might take something different from that. I mean, when I looked at it, it was just, yeah, that's how some people's lives are, but, you know, everybody don't have to turn out that way.
Because, I mean, because, hey, you know, I heard that, you know, a lot of people was like, well, this is the same. Those movies are just like Shaft.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm like, you know, I didn't think about it like that. I'm like Shaft, come on, man, y'all. That, I mean, those blaxploitation movies is like, but then, I guess, if you think about it, I mean, maybe that was just the 90s version of black exploitation.
Mm-hmm.
What you think?
I think Shaft and Sweet Candy Love, I think all that shit was black exploitation. But I don't think you can call men to society that. Well, what are they exploiting? They're telling the real shit.
Well, now that's what they were saying about Shaft, and they, you know, I mean, I think they was more fictional, like these black superheroes. I mean, this, like I got to tell people, I believe it was, they made them like these black superheroes and was always able to stick it to the man. But that wasn't
yep.
reality.
Right. Mental society, that shit is reality. Because the motherfucker take your car in a minute nowadays. And then they, you know, as far as like minutes go, gee, everybody know an O. Well, everybody know an O dog. There's an O dog in every hood. Everybody know that.
Okay, no. All right, well, let me ask you, man. Let's take one of these black exploitation movies. Okay, let's take it into society. If you had to put him in society, who would you have been in that movie?
I probably been a little Muslim kid.
That's Sharif.
Sharif, yeah, I'll be Sharif.
That is so true.
Why is that so? What you know that I don't know?
I can just picture it. I can just picture it. The way you be talking and everything.
You swear.
Okay, well, I'm not gonna ask you. I know who I think I would be, but if you had to put me in one of them characters, which one would it be?
You talking to me?
I'll talk to Tom, but I mean, you feel free to ask the question.
I don't remember their names. He was one of the main characters, the one who got shot.
Kane,
yeah.
What you think, dog?
I don't know, man. I have to watch it again. I haven't seen that shit in years. Who would I think you would be? I don't know who you think you would be. Ouch.
I think it'd probably be between Kane and Stacy.
Stacy.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't have a lot of parts in there, but you could just see he was like that dude. He was cool as hell. You know, it's like, okay, yeah, I'm cool with y'all motherfuckers, but when y'all, I don't know. We'll probably be leaning more towards Kane, but Stacy had his own mind.
Kane wasn't no follower. I didn't see Kane as being a follower. I just think he was just in the environment he was in. He wasn't going to take no shit from nobody. The other one was just crazy as hell. He didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, well,
you could tell there wasn't no coming back for him.
Well, we got one of them motherfuckers in our lives, so.
Right.
We got a real live old dog. We do.
But now, to think back, to look back on it back then, would you really call him, would you really put him as the old dog character back then?
Probably not then, but now, yeah.
Yeah, now, yeah, but back then, you know, that job, that description was one and one only.
Yep.
And yeah, he's shooting away right now.
He fits the bill perfectly as old dog.
America's nightmare, young, black, and didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, that was him all day. But you know, everybody got an old dog in their life. Everybody do.
I don't.
You don't have an old dog in your life?
No, I don't.
Well, if you was into them streets, you had an old dog in your life.
No, I wasn't into the streets. I hung out with my friends and people I knew. I did not surround myself with people like that.
Okay, well, what about, okay, all right, well, we gonna flip it, set it off. Now, you have four women.
I don't know, let me tell you what the one she is.
Oh.
She's the one with the little baby.
Sorry, and no, that she was a bad baby. Who was I?
I will put you... I would probably put you as the Queen Latifah.
What?
I'm going to cat this motherfucker's mouth right now.
I was not that bad.
I don't know. I
cannot believe this.
I'm pushing for the one with the baby.
Nah.
I saw myself as Vivica Fox.
Nah. Probably, man. I don't know about your younger years, but I mean, from what the way you talk, it's like you more the enforcer type. Like, okay, I know. Okay, we gonna go get Janine. We gonna go get Janine to beat this bitch ass.
I cannot believe that.
Okay.
I don't fit the bill of neither one of them.
Okay, so now let me ask you. Did people come get you?
Huh?
Did people come get you to fight?
Yes, they did.
Okay, there you go.
I still don't see myself as Queen Latifah.
No, man. I just see through the tough one, like, I beat that bitch ass. Like, everybody like, I mean, just stop. Sit down. Like, just like, when you get mad, it's like, okay. Like, oh, my God. We got to calm her down before she just snap on.
Well, I just do things and say things people be wanting to do anyway. People need to learn how to stand up for themselves. Like my mama, that's why we used to fight so much growing up. I was fighting the way she was trying to raise me because I knew it wasn't right.
Okay, so now, which leads me to believe that, yeah, you was that Queen Latifah type. I ain't taking no shit off of nobody. I'm going to shoot you first and ask questions later.
Okay, if you say so.
I'm still going to say baby.
No, she was too scary. She was just going along with everybody else. Because she needed some money. That is not me at all.
But in the end, she did what she had to do to take care of her kids.
Yeah, on that aspect.
I can't picture her being that timid.
No, that's why I said it's because she's too timid. Not from the fact that, you know, she was trying to take care of her kid, but just the fact that she was too timid about it.
Because I would have whooped that bitch ass at the hospital trying to take my kid.
Yeah.
That whole hospital would be blowing the fuck up. So would nobody be leaving that damn hospital.
See, I can't think of her name. What was her name in there? What was Latifah's name in there? What was her name?
I don't
Lunch
remember.
Stone. Frankie.
Yeah, it was Frankie. No, Frankie was Vivica Fox.
Cleo.
Was it Cleo?
Yeah,
and I was mad the way she died because I would have took out some of them police officers too with me. They wouldn't have just shot me up like that.
She would have like a soldier. She would have like a soldier.
I'm just saying, I didn't say that. I just said I didn't like that. I just wish she would have took some of them out with her.
Nah, I'm a. I'm gonna say this one time, and I never repeat it again. And if I mean, y'all gonna have to archive it to ever get me to say it again. But when she went out, man, I almost shed it to tear. I almost shed it to tear. The way she went out, I mean, she went out like a soul. The music had got me, dog.
Yeah, it was pretty sad. It was. I have to admit it was pretty sad, man. I did share it one for a dog. Because it pulled you into the moment, man.
Right. Oh, fuck, bitch is gonna kill.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all both shared it a tear.
Hey, I mean, that was a moment that was a moment that defied the movie.
Yeah, it was.
Because I'm like, okay. I mean, it was the movie was great. I loved it. Yeah. I put it in one of the classics of all time, one of the hood classics of all time. But like I said, man, she looked around. I mean, even when they shot Frankie, I was like, ooh, now that was cold. But she did that square dog. I'm like, you're going to give up. Don't do it. Don't do it. She hit that gas. Then it was gangster, and it was so sad at the same time because she jumped out with that motherfucker Uzi like, fuck it, nigga, I'm going to let it ride. And the way she fell, dog, the way she fell. Like, she couldn't catch her breath. Like she was choking on her own blood. I'm feeling sentimental right now.
Yeah, man, I'm finna watch that motherfucker, man. As soon as I get off, man, watch that motherfucker again. That's a good ass movie, man.
Yes, it is. It really is.
Hey, but I tell you what though, dog, there is one movie that I did cry on, man. No lie. It was called I can't remember the name. It was an old ass movie. Like from the 40s.
The 40s?
Yeah, it was like the 40s, man. It was sad as hell, man. God, what was the name of that motherfucker? I'm not Raising in the Sun, but it's a movie like that. Oh, Imitation of Life.
Oh, who didn't cry on Imitation of Life?
That was an awesome-ass movie. You need to watch that, dude. Rent that motherfucker, man. Get it from Netflix or whatever. It's a great-ass fucking movie, man.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I ain't gonna even lie to you. I don't even know what you're talking about.
You need to see it. If you ain't never seen Imitation of Life, you need to see it.
That's a great fucking movie.
You can find that anywhere. They always gonna have that out.
I mean, who plays in it? What is it about?
You don't know the people that's in it.
Yeah.
But it's still a good ass fucking movie.
I mean, is it a black actors, white actors? I mean,
it's both. The black lady actually won a... Didn't she win an Oscar for that role? The black lady?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she won an Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 40s?
Yeah. 40s or 50s. It's a great-ass movie.
I mean, is this a slave type movie? Because I can't.
Oh, man. just rent it, man. It's not a slave type movie, man. It's a great ass movie. It's about the black lady. She has a daughter who can pass for being white.
Mm-hmm.
And she treat her mama so fucking bad.
Yeah.
And then till the end, it's a great fucking movie, man.
Yeah.
It's a movie that I recommend all black people see. Just like Hotel Rwanda, I think every black person should see that movie.
Yeah, that was good too.
I've watched it, but I guess it's not more my forte. So I didn't see what the big deal was about it.
Hotel Rwanda?
Yeah. With the genocide?
I mean, I understand that, but I mean, hell, shit is bad over here.
She's not like that. They were driving over, dude. They were driving over bodies, man.
Hey, dog. All right. I mean, I just.
Yeah, you need to take that statement back. It ain't bad over here, bro. They were driving over bodies, dude. There were bodies in the street. They just drive right over.
Right.
Yeah, that's a great ass fucking movie, man. Tito should have won an Oscar for that movie, man. But they gave it to Forrest Whitaker that year.
Yeah, that movie I didn't like, the one that he played in. I didn't even like that.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
He should have won it that year.
Mm-hmm.
he
also played in a movie called, it's a low-budget movie, but it's him, Wesley Snipes. He went Wesley Snipes when they, in New York. What's the name of that movie? Brooklyn's Finest, yep.
Oh, no, man. That was garbage.
That was good as hell, man.
That was garbage. That wasn't even believable, the shit they were talking about.
That shit was good as hell, man. That's a good-ass movie.
That's the one when it was like everybody's life was intertwined with one another.
Right.
Okay, I know.
It's just
talking about all them different people, how they all ended up at the same place.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Wesley Snipes 50 years old with some motherfucking mug.
See, I'm trying to be New Jack City.
Right. Hey, who is this? Nino 2011? I mean, come on, man. Nah.
That movie was good, man. It's a good-ass movie to me.
It was all right, but I wouldn't put it in my all-time black classic.
Well, I didn't see. It's not a classic, but it's a good ass movie to sit down and watch. If ain't nothing else on, I'd watch it.
Exactly. If ain't nothing else on, then yeah, I'll watch it. But other than that, nah.
I feel you. All right, man, we gotta wrap this joke up, man. I gotta go punch the clock.
No, we do, man. Like I say, another great show as usual. Thank you, Ms. Janine, for being on here with us. And whoever 952 is, you ain't punch one, but I see you stayed on, listen to the show all. We appreciate that. We appreciate that. You got any last words, Janine, you want to say?
Had a good time talking with you guys. Sorry I missed last week. I had to go to my daughter's graduation. But I will see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah, if all the time I want to cuss you out too, but I told them not to.
Tell your daughter I say congratulations.
Thank you.
Finally made it.
Yes, she did.
Next step. All right,
man. InCity.Spruce.com, y'all. Take us out, man, because I ain't up.
All right, that's what's happening. All right, y'all. Peace out.
See you later.
That's all, player.